Hello and welcome to English for You. My name is Jeffrey.
And I'm Deffer. And we're in the middle of the summer vacation, right? I stay home because it's so hot outside. But some of you might have a trip in Taiwan or even go abroad. If you want to go abroad, you'll either take a ship or take an airplane. So today's lesson is about taking a flight. Jeffrey, I know you've been to Japan and Korea. You must have much experience to share with our listeners.
That's right. I've been to several Asian countries, and I'm from the United States. So I've been on lots of long airplane trips, and I have a few interesting experiences on them. And so that's what today's lesson is about, how to have a good airplane trip. So are you ready to get started?
Of course.
Okay, let's go.
Reading.
Taking a flight.
Part 1.
Excuse me, sir, but we are about to take off. Please turn your cell phone off.
Oh, I'll do that. I don't want my phone to cause any problems.
Thank you. Please keep your seatbelt on until the seatbelt light is turned off. If you need any help after takeoff, please just ask. I hope you have a comfortable flight.
I was wondering when the drinks will be served. The air on this plane is very dry.
An attendant will come through with the drink cart in a few minutes. You can make your choice at that time. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Actually, I'm feeling pretty cold in here. I would like to have a blanket.
Just a moment, please.
Part 2.
Ah, my neck is so stiff. I should have brought a pillow or something.
Excuse me, please. We will be landing soon. Please put your seat and tray table in an upright position.
Can you get me a pillow? My back is starting to hurt.
Sure, but please put your seat in an upright position for your safety.
Oh, I forgot all about that. I will do that now.
Thank you for your cooperation.
OK, 我们从标题先看起，就是 taking a flight, 就是搭乘飞机飞行。要记得哦，搭飞机是用 take 这个动词。flight, F-L-I-G-H-T, flight, 就是飞机的班次，飞机的航班。那现在已经七月啦，很多人都会趁着暑假出国旅行，所以啊，我们再来学几个跟 flight 相关的片语。要预订某个航班的机票是 book a flight。Book, B-O-O-K, 当动词的时候就有着预定的意思。相反的，要取消机票是 cancel a flight。Cancel, C-A-N-C-E-L, cancel, 就是取消的意思。至于长途飞行跟短程飞行啊，很简单，就是 long flight, 长途飞行跟 short flight, 短程飞行。OK, 除了长程跟短程，飞机的航班还会分国内线还有国际线。国内线的话就是 domestic flight. Domestic is spelled D-O-M-E-S-T-I-C, domestic. 国际线的话则是 international flight. International flight 就是国际线。那当你上飞机之后啊，就会有空服员为你服务，对不对？空服员它的英文就是 flight attendant. Attendant is spelledAttendant, attendant.
All right, in part one of the conversation, a flight attendant walks up to a passenger named Matthew, and she says, "Excuse me, sir, but we are about to take off. Please turn your cell phone off." And take off is a phrase, and we use this to talk about airplanes or rockets leaving the ground. Take off. Sometimes we use this to talk about a person or a car if they leave really quickly. And this is our SC4U, shortcut for you. So let's go to that right now.
shortcut for you.
I've never been on an airplane before, Pat. I'm a little nervous.
Don't worry, Tim. It's time for us to take off.
Tim, what are you doing?
You said it was time to take off all our clothes.
Stop! When we're talking about airplanes, take off means to leave the ground and start flying.
Oh, so take off means 飞机起飞.
Yeah, so put your pants back on.
Do I have to? I'm more comfortable like this.
Well, since you have to stay seated while the plane takes off, I guess you can stay like that for now.
Great, I don't feel nervous anymore.
I do. People are staring at us.
好，我们已经学到 take off 就是起飞的意思。那在对话中 ,flight attendant says, the flight is about to take off. 我们都知道 about 是大约在周围的意思，所以 be about to 就是即将，什么事情将要发生的意思。好，空中小姐说啊，飞机即将起飞 ,so please turn your cell phone off. Turn off 就是关闭电器用品的电源，像是关闭电视、电脑、冷气这些电器用品都是用 turn off。 那打开电源的话呢，则是 turn on。 所以 turn on 是打开， turn off 是关闭。我们都知道飞机在起飞和降落的时候都会广播要求乘客将手机关机或者是调成飞行模式，以免影响机长和塔台的通讯。所以 Matthew 马上说 Oh,I'll do that. I don't want my phone to cause any problems.
And the flight attendant responds, Thank you. Please keep your seatbelt on until the seatbelt light is turned off. If you need any help after takeoff, please just ask. I hope you have a comfortable flight. And Matthew has a question. He comes back and he says,I was wondering when the drinks will be served. The air on this plane is very dry. And here we have the word wonder. This verb means to think about something or dream about something. And it's often a particular question, just like here. He has a question, when will the drinks be served? Another example of this is Mark,wondered what kind of gift his father would bring him from Japan.
Okay, 那 wonder, W-O-N-D-E-R, wonder, 就是纳闷，感到疑惑，想要知道什么事情。那 wonder 常见的句型是 I wonder, 或者是 I was wondering. 这都是用礼貌的语气在请求协助，像是对话中的 I was wondering when the drinks will be served.就比 I want to know when the drinks will be served 这样比它听起来还要来得有礼貌一些。那 wonder 后面经常接 WH 问句，也就是 when, what, where, who, how 或者是 why 开头的问句。例如说 I wonder who will come to the party， 我很好奇，我想知道谁会来到这个派对，或者是I wonder what is in the box. 我想知道到底在盒子里是什么东西。Wonder 后面也可以接 if 或者是 whether 变成一个 yes-no 问句。例如说 I wonder if 或者是 I wonder whether I can borrow your book. 就是我想知道我是否可不可以借你的书这样子。
The flight attendant says,An attendant will come through with the drink cart in a few minutes. You can make your choice at that time. Is there anything else I can help you with? And here we have another vocabulary word, cart, C-A-R-T. This noun is a small vehicle with four wheels. It's like a tiny car. Even the words look the same.But there is often no engine, so you have to push it around. For example, the fruit seller walked down the street pushing his cart full of watermelons.
Well, it must be very heavy. Okay, 这个 cart, C-A-R-T, cart 就是手推车，像是我们去大卖场买东西的时候那种推的那个手推车就是 cart。 So does Matthew need something else besides drinks?
Actually he does. He needs a lot of help on this flight.
Oh.
He says, actually I'm feeling pretty cold in here. I would like to have a blanket. And the flight attendant says, just a moment please.
OK, 这个 just a moment 就是指稍等一下这样子的意思。OK, this is the end of our first conversation. Let's go on to our second conversation now.
In part two, it begins with Matthew, who just woke up, and he says, oh, my neck is so stiff. I should have brought a pillow or something. And we have our third vocabulary word, stiff.Stiff is an adjective, and it means hard. When we use this to talk about our body, it usually means we have some kind of pain in our neck or our knees. And an example sentence would be, Larry didn't go for a jog this morning because his knees felt stiff.
Oh, he must be very uncomfortable. 这个 stiff, S-T-I-F-F, stiff 就是僵硬的。不灵活的，就是啊，当你长期维持同一个姿势之后，这种肌肉僵硬的感觉就是 stiff. No one likes having a stiff neck, so Matthew says he should have brought the pillow. Should have 后面加上过去分词是一种假设语气的用法，代表期待发生的事情与现在的事情是相反的。没有做到该做的事情，或者是没有达成应该达成的目标，它有一点指责啊，或者是后悔这样子的味道。例如说 ，You should have quit smoking， 就表示你应该要戒烟，但是啊，还没有戒烟成功。那么，如果我只是单纯的说 You should quit smoking， 就只是在表达说，哎，戒烟是一个必要的目标。但是如果我用 You should have quit smoking， 就多了一点指责的味道哦，表示你怎么没有达成这个应该达成的目标哦。
Next, the attendant says.Excuse me, please. We will be landing soon. Please put your seat and tray table in an upright position. And we have this word, tray. A tray is a flat, shallow container with raised edges, often used to carry food and drinks. And an example sentence would be, At the bakery, customers put all their bread on small trays before taking it to the counter.
OK, 这个 tray, T-R-A-Y, tray, 就是指装东西的托盘。那像我们在餐厅啊看到服务生上菜，就是用 tray 来放盛装食物的盘子。那么 tray table 是什么呢？其实啊 ,tray table 就是指飞机座椅上可以折叠的那种小桌子。那么为什么 flight attendant 要求 Matthew 把 tray table 收回去呢？ Because the plane will be landing soon.我们都知道 land, L-A-N-D, 当作名词使用的时候是陆地。不过 land 其实也可以当作动词来使用，就是降落到地面这样的意思。不管是飞机啊还是小鸟啊，只要是飞行在空中的生物或者是物体，它们在降落的时候都可以用 land 这个动词。
Matthew is not feeling too well. He needs a little help. So he says, Can you get me a pillow?My back is starting to hurt. And the attendant says, Sure, but please put your seat in an upright position for your safety. And the word safety is a noun, and it is the condition of being safe. It's a situation where danger is not near, or danger is prevented. So, for example...Bus drivers should make the safety of their passengers the most important part of their job.
That's right. Safety is always the first priority. 这个 safety, S-A-F-E-T-Y, safety 就是安全。它就是形容词 safe 的名词形式。我们在对话一开始提到的 seat belt, 安全带,英文啊也可以叫做 safety belt。那么那种用在车窗上碎了也不太会飞散的那种玻璃，它是 safety glass， 就是安全玻璃。还有啊，用来别衣服的时候用的那种安全别针则是 safety pin。
Matthew must have been sleepy because he says, "Oh, I forgot all about that. I will do that now." And then the attendant finishes the conversation by saying, "Thank you for your cooperation."
Okay, 这个 thank you for your cooperation, 我们常常在那种飞机广播或者是有时候你去看表演的时候可能也会听到他说 thank you for your cooperation, 他的意思啊其实就是谢谢你的合作。Okay, this is the end of our conversation, so let's now move on to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
All right, Zephyr, mm-hmm. Our For You Chat question is, how do you pass the time on a long-distance flight like that one to America, which can be more than 10 hours and sometimes closer to 15 hours?
Well, this is a very practical question. Let's see. I'll probably just sleep. The first time I went abroad was to America, and I remember it took me 14 hours or more. I felt very excited at first, but after I watched two movies, I started feeling tired and bored. From that experience, I know that sleeping is the best way to pass the time during a flight. So what about you, Jeffrey? Did you do other things than sleeping on the flight?
Well, you make a great point. When you're traveling far away, it's good to get rest so you're not too tired when you get off the plane.
Mm-hmm.
But I do the opposite. I actually drink coffee and become very awake, and I will watch all the movies on the plane that I can, and usually I'll bring a book or two because the flight is so long, sometimes one book is not enough. I might get bored with that book, or the flight is so long that I will finish the book and I need the next one. Also,
don't you feel tired after watching all these movies or books?
Oh, sure, very tired. But they keep on bringing food and coffee and that helps me stay awake.
Okay. So, students, what's your answer? What will you do on a long-distance flight? You can talk among yourself, but... Oh, our time's running out, so this is the end of today's lesson. I'm Zephyr.
I'm Jeffrey.
See you next time. Bye-bye.
Taking a flight. Part 1.
Excuse me, sir, but we are about to take off. Please turn your cell phone off.
Oh, I'll do that. I don't want my phone to cause any problems.
Thank you. Please keep your seatbelt on until the seatbelt light is turned off. If you need any help after takeoff, please just ask. I hope you have a comfortable flight.
I was wondering when the drinks will be served. The air on this plane is very dry.
An attendant will come through with the drink cart in a few minutes. You can make your choice at that time. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Actually, I'm feeling pretty cold in here. I would like to have a blanket.
Just a moment, please.
Part 2.
Ah, my neck is so stiff. I should have brought a pillow or something.
Excuse me, please. We will be landing soon. Please put your seat and tray table in an upright position.
Can you get me a pillow? My back is starting to hurt.
Sure, but please put your seat in an upright position for your safety.
Oh, I forgot all about that. I will do that now.
Thank you for your cooperation.
Vocabulary Review.
Flight. The direct flight from Taiwan to the United States takes at least 12 hours. Wonder. After smelling smoke, people wondered if there was a fire somewhere. Cart. People use carts to carry everything they buy in the supermarket. Stiff. After running hard, the soccer player had stiff legs and needed to rest them. Tray table. Airplane passengers eat their meals on the tray tables in front of them. Safety. The manager hired a guard to increase the safety at his bank.